You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, here to talk about all things Giants with Chris Haft, who covers this team every single day, for the most part, for MLB.com. And Chris, so we knew this was coming. It's not like this is a huge shock, but it's now official. So the Giants are no longer in the postseason race, and they lost to the Dodgers, who, of course, clinched on their field. So can you just talk about just that whole scene and kind of how the team was after and just in the minutes after the game was over, just sort of what the feeling was among the team?
Yeah, it was an interesting scene. For one thing, the Giants management handled it with class. They put on the on the big screen and on the scoreboard, congratulations, congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers, 2015 NL West champs, something like that. And then I think there was a little hashtag, respect the rivalry. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Giants players, some left the dugout right away. A few lingered on and just to watch. I don't think they necessarily were watching. They couldn't be watching with all that envy, all that much envy, because the Giants have won 3 World Series in the previous 5 years. So, but I think some of them wanted to take in the scene. Madison Bumgarner was one guy who said, it'll give him fuel. That's the word he used, fuel for the off season. So, there was kind of a mixed bag there.
For the most part, the Giants just
handled it. They were expecting this too, I think, in the backs of their minds. So that helped them be able to handle this.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy, and I'm always so entertained by him in so many ways, but I love that he just really summed up the season and why the Giants are not playing in the playoffs. He said 4 concussions and 3 obliques. It really does come down to, I found the statistic that not only did Hunter Pence only play in like 60 games, but the team was 34-17 when Pence started. And it's amazing that one person can really affect a team that way. But those two things that Bochy said about the concussion, the obliques, and the Pence there really isn't much to say beyond that, is there?
There really isn't. The injuries pretty much permeated every single facet of the team's play, except maybe relief pitching. I mean, a couple of relievers were a little dinged up here and there, but it's not as if they lost like Santiago Casilla, their closer, for a while. I mean, that would have been like that would have been approximating what the Giants lost when they lost Pence. One player can make a big difference in what they like to say, lengthening the lineup. And, just taking away a Pence did so much because it robbed Buster Posey of protection and made the people who follow Pence in the order, have to, maybe step up one notch in the order and step up literally and figuratively. And they can't always do that. I mean, Brandon Crawford was hitting 290, close to 300. He's going to end up the year close to 250, and that's a direct effect of not having Hunter around.
Yeah, I've been arguing, some people don't see it quite as strongly as I do, but you really are only as good as the people that are hitting around you. And I think we've talked about this before. I was always kind of amazed what Hunter was able to do in Houston in his last year or so there, because he had nothing around him. And he was still hitting really well. But it is so predicated on, if you're having a great year and you're a really good player, that's going to come through. But it really is when you take a big element out of the lineup. Look what happened to the A's when Cespedes got traded. And people say, well, it's not because of that. I mean, it has to absolutely be affecting that because of how guys around you are pitched.
Yeah, don't get me started on Cespedes. We'll be on an hour-long rant. That's one particular case where, you can just see the effects a player has beyond the statistics. And that was another thing about Hunter. He is, as you know, he is such a great team, and I don't use that word lightly, but it does apply, great team leader.
Yes.
He's just a great example on the field to younger players, guys who aren't playing, because he plays. He got that big, you know, 5-year, $90 million contract a couple of years ago, and he ended up playing. Since then, he plays even harder, if such a thing is possible. You know, guys like that are, you know, have a lot of character and mean a lot to the team. You know, their efforts and their attitudes resonate, and that's what the Giants lost. Even though he could cheer from the sidelines, it's not the same as having him in the lineup.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about looking ahead, maybe this offseason. So Tim Lincecum, he has optimism that he would be ready and to go for spring training. He's a free agent, obviously, after this season. There seems to be a lot of people that don't really want to say a whole lot on this now because the Giants have to want him back. What he's meant to this franchise, oh, my goodness. I mean, you can't even put words into what he's meant for this franchise. So does that become a sensitive topic? I mean, do you think that the Giants will want him back? Do you think that they'll be able to come to some sort of agreement?
Sure. I think maybe for a low-base, high-incentive-type contract, you know, it'll be no risk for either side. And I just think that's going to happen. But he has to prove, as he indicated yesterday, he has to prove that he can – first, he has to be able to walk again. I'm not trying to make light of this situation, but
sure.
He's got to be able to do real life stuff, you know, and then worry about pitching. But his surgeon was Mark Philippon is very positive that Tim can make a full recovery, and I believe what the doctor says.
And I want to also talk about Jeremy Affeldt on twofold. One, just, you know, if this is it for him, a tip of the cap, as they say in our game, to just one of the great people who's ever played this game, as far as just the person he is and the work that he does charitably and just the way he lives his life. I've always had just a ton of respect for him. But he doesn't really know if he's going to continue to even play. So it's not even so much as like if he's going to be a Giant, but is he going to be a baseball player next year? He's obviously had some big injury issues, two bad knees. Where do you see that going with Jeremy?
If I had to make a prediction, and this is not based on anything I know, you know, any I've gotten no, off the record or secret, information in private chats with Jeremy or anything, but it's just a sense I have. I think he's going to retire. He loves being a father. He's got three young boys at home. He's a devoted husband. All of that. I just think he's had, you know, he's accomplished all he can accomplish in this game. I think I mentioned it on one of a previous podcast with you. He's number his ERA for pitchers who've thrown at least 30 innings in the world's in the postseason ranks third all time, and he's like one ahead or one behind of Babe Ruth. I just think that's a neat,
yeah, wow.
You know, the juxtaposition there, Babe Ruth, Jeremy Affeldt, but. but he has accomplished an awful lot in this game. And like, as you said, he's accomplished much more off the field. He's another great example, you know, of a fellow to have around. And, I just think it'd be great for him to quit now because I don't know what more he can do. I think he's got so much more to offer off the field. So now would be a perfect time. And one thing he has expressed to me is that he doesn't want his kids to see him just, sitting around the couch eating potato chips and doing nothing. You know, when he does quit baseball, he's going to do something. And he's got a little he's established a little relationship with the college that's in his backyard where they live in Spokane, Washington, Whitworth College or Whitworth University, I forget which it is, but. So there's a lot of things he could do. He could work with their baseball program. He could work with them, in more, altruistic fashions. And then he's already tied into so many, charities and causes, he can certainly keep busy in that respect. So again, he's a guy with a lot to offer, and yeah, the Giants will miss him if he goes, but, I have a feeling he'll still somehow maintain his ties with the team and with the city.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about being 36 years old and having to start over completely with an entirely new life. But that is what baseball players are faced with, so good luck to him. But, Chris, thank you so much for all of your podcasts this whole season and for all the great conversations, and we'll talk to you this winter.
Great, great.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.